Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And you are on the road today. And, well, where are you for the roundtable today?
We're going to be at the Clark, the fabulous Clark Museum. It's one of the best museums in America. And the roundtable will be on the road today. And as we're driving, we'll be thinking about, you know, continuing this wonderful work that WAMC does. And all those people who are listening around the world now on the app. I listened in Colombia. I listened in Puerto Rico. Perfect fidelity. I listened in Millerton, where we don't always have the best signal. On the app, it was perfect. So I'm just simply saying, if we all want to keep it going and keep growing, which we're doing so well, then everybody will put something in. You know, I meet a lot of people, David, and they say, does everybody put something in? I say, no, they don't. But the good ones sure do, who understand it the same way a parent understands what their obligations are, and people who are in a co-op understand it. And the same thing here. Put something into the lockbox. Go to WAMC.org, and it's right there in the lockbox. Click on it. Just do your thing, or even call 1-800-323-9262, extension 0, and somebody will connect you. Okay, so David, what else you got?
You got a President Barack Obama who delivered his State of the Union address last night. He defiantly pushed his agenda. He said things like, quote, if we're going to have arguments, let's have arguments, but let's make them debates worthy of this body and worthy of this country. And he spent quite a bit of time claiming some credit for what he's done.
And credit he deserves. I mean, look at the economy, look at where we are right now. Can you imagine if it were the other way around, if the economy had gone down, what his political adversaries would be saying right now? And I was watching the pundits on the television after the speech, and the Republican types were saying, well, you know, he doesn't really get all the credit. It really belongs to all of us. Well, you know, the fact is, you can't have it both ways. Either, you know, he's produced and we're continuing on and his popularity is growing. I think the adversaries are in a bad spot right now. They don't quite know what to do. And, you know, babbling doesn't quite cover it.
Major address by Governor Cuomo today, his State of the State address, which will air on WAMC at 1:30 this afternoon. And among other things, he says the first State of the State address of his second term will be a robust series of measures to improve schools, invest in infrastructure, and boost the economy. However, when it comes to education, it looks like battle lines have been drawn. He says he's going to take on the state's, quote, education industry.
Well, let's put it this way, David. I've been talking to the Cuomo people. They brief me here and there and tell me what's up. And the big piece that they're looking to today is the education piece. You know, I have not understood, because I had wonderful teachers in my life, I haven't understood how a politician decides that he's going to take on the educational establishment. There are lots of things that can be done to improve education. We all know that. On the other hand, you can't besmirch a wonderful group of people like our teachers and think that politically you're going to get away with it. I think in the end, he got a million votes less in this last election than he did the time before. I'll tell you, you don't get popular when you take one of the most cherished institutions in the United States, where we all learned at the feet of our teachers, and start talking about whether there's a few aberrant teachers in classrooms and talking about how everybody else by implication is the same. It's really not good.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Again, the roundtable on the road at the Clark today. And Alan, have a great time.
We will. We always do. You know, it's always fun to go on the road. And then I'll be back for the governor's speech. It'll be fun.